Welcome to Webcam Confidence for Women. Fun, fiery, and fierce, confidence coach Susan Axelrod and co-host online business producer Pam Sullivan offer real-time strategies and skill building for women wanting to use webcam in business. In this podcast, you'll learn how to rise, R-I-S-E. Releasing inhibitions and securing enthusiasm are key to getting confident on video. Are you ready to rise? The show starts now.
Welcome to Webcam Confidence for Women, where we help women in business rise. I am Susan Axelrod, your confidence coach.
And I'm Pam Sullivan, your producer.
We are offering women in business a master class. We call it being in the hot seat, receiving a loving critique of how they present on video. We feel that video is really the new black in the world of business today. It's not just recording videos, but it's using your webcam the way I'm doing right now, looking directly in my webcam at you in your business. Podcasts are a form of marketing for business. So I'm doing it right now. I'm using my webcam in a podcast, which is marketing for my business. This is one way we use webcams in business. And it's very important that we feel and present confidently. That's what we do on our podcast, and we have so much fun doing it. We have invited guests for every episode to get in the hot seat with us and grow in their confident use of webcam. Now, various guests are coming to us with different levels of expertise, and we're working with all of them. If we can learn from them, we're happy to. I am delighted to be joined by my co-host, Volution virtual producer extraordinaire, Pam Sullivan. Hi, Pam. How are you today?
Good. Hello. Welcome, everybody. And we do have our next guest on our podcast, Marianne Goodman-Fish. Marianne is a friend of ours. We do know Marianne, and we're very grateful to you, Marianne, for coming on with us today for some loving critique, as we call it. And don't be scared. Don't be nervous. It's going to be a lot of fun. So Marianne is a personal life coach, and she focuses on helping women with grief and life's transitions. And again, we are very excited to have you, Marianne.
So first, hi, Marianne.
Hi.
Marianne has been a friend, a classmate, a client, a coach to me, all things at various times over the last few years that we've been working together, and it has been a sheer delight. Marianne, I love the way you show up for yourself, you're showing up in business, and especially you're showing up to role model for other women who have dealt with grief or significant life's transitions. I really love that. Good for you. How are you feeling about all of this, Marianne?
Sitting in the hot seat is definitely sitting in the hot seat, but I feel good about where I am in my life and how I've come so far since I lost my husband. So I'm feeling good right now.
Good. So you lost your husband. How many years has it been, Marianne?
I lost my husband just over 4 years ago now. Mm.
So when you say that you work with women in grief and also dealing with life's transitions, really, you know a thing or two about this, don't you, Marianne?
Yes, I do. I've experienced a lot of life loss in my life, and I feel like I've been able to recover and come back and not just survive, but to learning how to thrive from my life experiences.
It's so great. You know that I teach intuitive business. And of course, I know you, Marianne, and I know that you know you really do come from the deepest place of intuition in your coaching and your work with women in this in these areas, I should say. So thank you so much for being willing to sit in the hot seat we'll try to be as nice as we can. Our goal today is to really lift you up in business. And I know that you are a novice at creating your own videos. So we want to put that right out there, and that you're not one of these people who's been YouTubing for more than a decade. So Pam, why don't we do a screen share? We're going to watch a little bit of the video that Marianne shared with us, and then we'll start our loving critique.
Okay, so here we have a short video that you sent in to us, Marianne, and we are screen sharing, so it might look a little bit blurry, more blurry than it would, but we'll just take a look and we'll see what we've got. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Marianne, and I'm going to talk a little bit about a program they did about butterflies, and it was called Fluttering Ahead. It was done for a group called Determined to Shine, and it was an evening workshop. It was 2 hours long.
I'm going to start right away, Marianne, with our loving critique. Even though it was only a few seconds, there's some things that we want to speak with you about right away. The first thing is the frame. This is easy. It's not about you personally. The frame is very important. So actually right now we see you and you're sitting in front of these windows, we know because you told us in advance, you're using a ring light coming at you. So your face now has a brighter illumination than it did in the video. The backlighting from the window is distracting. We want to present confidently, and we kind of want to be the focus when we're on video. This is hard for women if you don't want the spotlight on you, but what's important is that you have things to share with people, and you want to make an impact in the content area that you have that is so vitally important. So I don't love the idea of you're sitting in front of windows because you're getting a kind of glare. I do like the dark, the blue shirt that you're wearing right now, actually, because it does offer a good contrast. But I would prefer, so Pam, let me check in with you on this also. I would prefer not to be sitting in front of windows, just talking about the frame right now, even though it is a beautiful window. Pam?
Yeah, it is a very beautiful background. It is nice, but I see what you're saying, Susan. Even though, so in the video, I think you do have more light on your face now than in your video. So I think you've put, like you said, a ring light behind your monitor, yes, which is what you want to do. You kind of want to have light coming from different angles, mostly from, you know, in front of you. So if you do have something like a window behind you, you know, that's really important. But it is still kind of getting that glare, and it is a little distracting because there's, depending on what time of day it is, I think too, you know, if maybe it was later in the day, there wasn't so much glary sunlight, maybe it would be okay. But I know you really love that background. And when we were on before, you said, oh, I just really feel so comfortable in this spot. So I don't know, you feel comfortable in it. Maybe there's a way we can make it work. We would have to, you know, play around with it. But that's one of the things that we do when we've done with all our guests, and we did it with Adrian, who was our last guest. Afterwards, we actually had her, okay, move over here. And she had picked this one spot where we're like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
So that's just one of the things that we do and we love to do. And there's so many different options, and it's just experimenting and playing with it. So yeah, I agree with you on that.
Right. And so that is the work we do in the virtual presenter studio. And all of our guests get a free 30-minute session in the studio. So I'm going to point out something else about frame now, Marianne, that even if you were using that area, and you don't have to do anything about this right now, but we would want it to be more centered. If the window doesn't fill your whole frame, then we want a little bit of wall on either side. Is this really important? You know, Marianne, when you're really presenting and you want to create the least amount of distractions possible, mm-hmm. I actually learned this from Pam in our first podcast series. There is energy. It does take energy to watch someone else on video. So it actually takes energy, and we're creating the best experience for our viewer to be the least distracted so that we can really ensure that they're learning from us or receiving from us in whatever way that we intend. So that was the frame. Marianne, what are your thoughts about this? And I just did kind of want to agree with Pam. Feeling comfortable is vitally important. And so balancing all of this is the key for you. What are your thoughts about this, Marianne?
I agree 100% because I think it is very distracting. I like, this is my sun porch and I consider it my treehouse because I feel like I'm sitting in the trees, but I can understand now because it's comfortable for me, but it needs to be comfortable for the people who are watching as well. So it makes perfect sense. And I have a screen that is fairly light in color that I could sit out here with. And I think that that would take away most of the glare because it's a tall screen.
I wonder if you just, I'm sorry to interrupt. I wonder if you just put like a very thin sheer drape in front of the window, maybe, mm-hmm. or maybe two and kind of, I don't know.
Open it up like this.
So that you still kind of can see some of the background. I don't know. We would have to play around
something,
with it.
I'm sorry, Marianne. I just want to say something else. I do videos all the time for many different reasons. So Marianne, if you decide you love this, then maybe one of the types, maybe you just go live here. And when you're live and you've got energy going and you're sharing a quick tidbit or something, then you're in your treehouse. Maybe that's fine. But if you're doing a more formal promotional video, marketing video, self-introduction video, training video, podcast video, then maybe we're going to go with a different kind of frame. That's a possibility.
I love that. That's a great idea.
That is.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Okay. So Pam, let's screen share again. I want to watch a little bit more and then we'll come back.
Got it.
And it started off by talking about butterflies and how we flutter ahead the various stages of a butterfly and how it's kind of a symbol of the circle of life. It plays out in so many different ways. And then after speaking a little bit, we did a little visualization about a butterfly as it goes through the stages of growing and, you know, being a chrysalis and then becoming an adult butterfly and just flying off to the world on their own. And it was really interesting. And really,
okay. First of all, I do want to acknowledge the quality of that video is not that great for our podcast viewers. I recognize that. That is part of technology translation. So, of course, nobody's going to present a video. We're only in a teaching model here. So I just want to acknowledge that. Marianne, I'd like to speak with you about what I call confidence speaking. In your personal presentation, I want to encourage you, you can watch that video and we can do this in our in the presenter's studio. I was listening to content. Of course, you know, I love your butterfly theme coaching work. And it felt like one long run-on sentence to me. It's very important that we speak in sentences that have a period at the end of them. When there's a period at the end of them, our voice inflection goes down and we have a pause. That gives the listener a chance to know when they can stop their energy and try to understand the thought that you're trying to share. In the first clip, I was aware of it, but I wanted to talk about the frame first. When you go back and watch it, in the first clip, your voice went up several times. And in my confident teaching, my confident speaking coaching, I teach when your voice inflection goes up, it's as if you're asking a question. When your voice inflection goes up, it's as if you're a little bit not confident about your subject matter. As opposed to when your voice inflection goes down, I'm a confidence coach for women in the second half of life. I help them feel purpose and find their passion and create the life they want to live. There's an arc like this, Marianne, and we want to be in the arc like this, boom, period, or exclamation point if you're Susan, instead of an arc going up like this at the end. And when you go back, and hear what I'm talking about, again, I want to acknowledge Marianne. Of course, we understand this was a first attempt, et cetera, but this is exactly what we're doing. And when you play back this podcast and when you come into the virtual presenter studio with us and we do this even more in a more intimate way, because nobody else will be listening, you're going to be like, damn, that was awesome. So Marianne, can you hear in your ears your voice cadence and inflection about what I'm talking about?
Yes, I can. Very much so.
So those were two short sentences. Your arc went down. Definitely. I got it. I heard you, Susan. I just learned from you now. That also helped me, the listener of you in that moment, say she got that. You get how that goes?
I do.
Yeah. Pam, any other thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like you said before, Susan, the goal here and what we're doing, and first of all, I always say this, great job for even doing it.
Yay!
just, you know, that's really the first step and an important step. You know, you're here, you're trying and you're getting out there and you're doing it. So that's awesome, because we always say, you know, if you have light, you know, I know there's that quote, if you have light, let others light their candles in it. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help you get out there with all of your amazing content and help women. And so that's the goal, and helping women connect and in your video and your content. So that's the first thing. And then just like Susan said, I think it's really important to, you know, kind of take your message and what you're going to say, and really, who are you talking to? And we always say this, think of one person that you're talking to, one client, a friend, and really feel and act like you're talking to them straight through that camera. And that's something else we help you practice too. And that does take practice. And we're finding, as the more and more that we do this, we're finding a lot of common themes that are running all throughout everyone. So don't feel like you're alone. Don't feel like this is hard to do. It's not easy. It takes practice, we always say. So don't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm the only one. I can't, you know, everybody is going through the same thing. And so with everything that Susan said, I love, you know, watching her, and, you know, I really feel like she's one of the leaders in this. And so she's totally right when you're speaking, and we usually don't talk about content, Susan, I know, like right at this point, but I think for you, Marianne, that's a kind of a good point. And I know, you know, that was an introductory video, like you said, Susan, but I think this is a good example, and I'm really glad we got, you know, the clip that we did, because we can really look at, as far as content goes, and kind of say, like, what's my message? So in anything that you're doing, and any time you're talking about a program you run, such as the Butterfly Workshop, you know, really, like Susan said, kind of say, this is what I do. This is how I help women. This is what this did, and kind of have that excitement. Don't be afraid to have that excitement kind of come through. And instead of just kind of being like, oh, this is, you know, this is what I did, this is what it was, you want to really be like, this was, and I'm awesome, and this is who I helped, and this is what, you know what I'm trying to say?
Susan. I just have to interrupt here. I'm laughing at Marianne. I'm laughing at Pam. Look at how animated she is. Look at what's happening here. And Pam has had her own long journey. If you listen to our podcast episode where we did Loving Critique on Ourselves, just so you know, Marianne, and another podcast episode where Pam really revealed her own journey. Look at you go, Pam. So Marianne, that was really great, Pam. And Marianne, I couldn't agree more with what Pam is saying. And I know you personally, you've helped me personally. I know women you've helped personally. And we're not apologizing for having that impact that we, you know, really are intended to have. It's intuitive, it's divine. And so that's really all that we're doing here, is supporting you. We both want to say clearly, you are you, you're not me, you're not Pam. And you're also not any other podcaster you follow or any other speaker you follow. Marianne, our number one tip in our ebook, coaching webcam confidence ebook that we've created, which we'll be giving you a copy of, is practice, practice, practice. And that's what we're doing here today. And so regarding those three seminal message points that Pam just, that idea that she shared with you, whatever it is for you to feel in your own way that's comfortable for you. You could maybe emulate someone, but in webcam confidence, in your journey to webcam confidence, it's you, you, and you. And yeah, that's what we want to inspire. So Marianne, are you with us? What are your thoughts about this?
I agree 100% with everything that you're saying. And I am really thrilled to be here doing this because I'm used to being on Zoom with friends, and it's completely different when I'm speaking to someone that I don't see. And that will be different for me, that I'm not seeing who my audience, so I can judge things by that. And also I do struggle with my voice, with the inflections, about I'm either too much or too little. So I guess it's better to go on the side of a little too much and a little too much enthusiasm than being very, you know, very monotone and dipping, you know, raising instead of dipping my voice. So that's very helpful.
My dear friend Stacy calls it the Stacy sparkle. She doesn't apologize for too much enthusiasm. It could be said, Marianne, enthusiasm, energy, passion, intuition, and connection is exactly what is needed today. And that's what we're doing on Webcam Confidence. So you practice, you feel it out, you decide. And regarding the idea that you're usually speaking to people on just a Zoom call, you said there's a difference between speaking with people on Zoom and professionally presenting. And whether or not you're getting paid, you know, we're not getting paid for this, right? We're professionally presenting. And that's what we are in partnership with you to do, helping you rise in business. And so there is a difference. I have a like personal policy. I pretty much show up in full if I'm on Zoom. That's just what I do. I'm on, I've got some lipstick on, you know, I mean, okay, maybe with my sister, I'm not sure, but I pretty much show up in full when I'm on Zoom because I see every single time as practice for me. So a different way to think about it.
I just wanted to touch a little bit more on, I know you said, Marianne, most of what you do or a lot of what you do is kind of just Zoom meetings. Is that right? But do you do anything else right now, like Facebook Lives or workshops? I know the workshop, the butterfly workshop you did, was that a live workshop?
That was a live workshop. And there was mostly people that I did not know who were at that workshop. And for some reason that made it easier to speak to people rather than when it's people I know, like here when I'm nervous with you guys.
That's a good point. I think that's a common thing that, you know, that people probably are feeling too. So that's really good. But I just wanted to touch a little bit about the different types of content and video. So there's, you know, there's Zoom meetings, just the smaller Zoom meetings with small team. There's a live workshop, a live webinar, or a pre-recorded video, like say for YouTube or something like that. So I see what you're saying about being nervous and certain situations and not in others. Like Susan said, I'm right there on the journey. I come from being so nervous that it was ridiculous. And, you know, like you feel like you're going to die, right? Like you just feel like this is just like, totally know how you feel. But the good thing there is I'm proof that you're not going to die. You're going to keep going. And it's, but at first it's hard no matter what kind of medium it is, it's really hard. So it just takes a few times of practicing it. And you're gonna, you know, your personality is gonna come through more. So depending on what it is. But there are a few tips, I think. So if you're doing a pre-recorded video, there's definitely some tips where you can write out a script, but not really look like you're writing a script. So there's some tips we can help you work with that. So maybe that, do you think that might help you as far as if it's pre-recorded, like have something written out that you can kind of look at, like, would that help
I think that that does help, but I find that if I go through and I just write down, you know, sit at the keyboard and write spontaneously what I want to talk about, basically have a conversation with myself, I think that's the most effective for me. And then I can get back into my groove where I am by knowing that I've already said this and I can just say it again.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm laughing a little bit because Pam, look what we're doing. We're bringing guests on and making them go into their total extempore. It's called extemporaneous speaking. And really it's the most organic place. And yeah. So we're so mean, but this is so fun. Marianne, I wanted to verify something with you. Did you say, and Pam just touched on it, I just wanted to make sure I understood. Did you say it's more nerve-wracking being with us since you know us, and it was less nerve-wracking being with and doing this workshop with people you didn't know? Is that what you said, or was it the opposite?
No, that's what I said. I know that you're going to give me feedback on it, and that you know how I've done things in the past. Whereas the people that I don't know, all they're experiencing is just me in the moment working with them right there.
Good. So it's easier for you to do that if it's people you don't know.
Yes.
And that's cool because honestly, mostly I know you as an individual coach, and you're not nervous at all in your individual coaching with women, but in the group workshop setting, you just told yourself that you're good speaking with strangers, and because you're in your divine message space, right? That's what I call intuitive business. And of course, everyone is nervous with us. Of course, that's fine. It's no problem. But you know, we love you the most. I want to really address Pam's point. There's so many different ways that we use video. Recently, I had reason to go back through some of the videos that I've created. And I honestly really realized I have done thousands of hours of video. I've done them in various ways. I go live, those become video. I've done marketing videos. I've done promotional videos. I've done training videos. I called them coaching mini workshops where I'm sharing some content area. I've done extemporaneous speaking like you were talking about, Marianne. I've done recorded things just myself in my home office, just sitting here recording, knowing that somebody else was going to be using it for their purpose. This is why we are doing Webcam Confidence for Women in Business. There's just so many ways to use video in your business, and there's so many ways we use our webcam. We want you to be the most confident you can be. We invite you to join us in the virtual presenter studio. And if you do, you will have the benefit of working with me, a confidence coach, and Pam Sullivan, a virtual producer. She's such an expert because this is what she does all day, every day with clients. So listen, Marianne, you did it. You were brave. Good for you. So Marianne, how can people get in touch with you?
I can be reached at my email address, which is capital M A-R-Y, still one word, and A-N-N, at foragood.life. That's my email address, and I will get back to you from that email.
So Marianne at foragood.life. I love the play on words with your last name, Goodman. I love that. I love that about your URL. Great. Well, listen, Marianne, we are truly delighted to have had you here with us. And again, you know, I've been served personally by you, so I can personally verify of how authentic and really, you know, genuine your work as a coach for women is. Pam, bring us out.
Thank you so much, Marianne. You did great. It just takes practice. You can do it. And everybody listening, you can do it. It just takes practice. And we hope to see you soon in the studio.
See you in the
studio.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you for listening to Webcam Confidence for Women with Susan Axelrod and Pam Sullivan. Be sure to tune in every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. And before you leave, be sure to download your free Journey to Webcam Confidence workbook at bit.ly/Journey to Webcam Confidence. And if you're interested in practicing your own virtual presentation so you can grow your business using video, be sure to check out the Virtual Presenter Studio at volutionvirtual.com/studio. If you need a boost from a confidence coach, Susan Axelrod is the coach for you, offering women the scaffolding to create their own freedom in business and in life. Find her at whatwillyourlegacybe.com. See you next time.